how you doing? Yeah.
Pretty good. Do you have any information on what is going on there?
Well, on what, in that airway bill you gave me?
Yeah.
What's, let me pull it up, hold on. Is this a new one?
No, it's the same airway bill. You had called me about a package going to Nigeria.
Yeah.
I was just wondering what happened. Never got any confirmation or anything like that of what was going on with the package. I can give you the airway bill.
Yeah, I got it here. Yeah, I think we just went ahead and threw that away since it had rocks and stuff in.
Oh, you threw the box away.
Yeah.
Ah, nobody informed me on that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, so you guys just went and threw it away. So what happens there? I mean, did the guy legitimately pay for the box or what?
Oh, no. It was a fraudulent account.
Oh, so that was, everything was fraud that he was doing.
Oh, yeah. The shipper doesn't get paid for the merchandise and we don't get paid for the shipping.
Eek.
Yeah, he opened it up and a name. Telephone number was non-operative. It's just their typical stuff.
That's something that happens with you guys all the time?
Yeah, we intercept 20 to 30 of these a night.
Wow, a night.
Yeah, a lot of it are legitimate companies that we're returning the material to,
right,
who didn't know about this whole situation.
Yep.
There's a company called Corel up in Canada. They produce a graphics software.
Right.
And we recovered $2,500 worth of their stuff, and then they researched the names that we gave them, and they come to find out that they had lost $86,000 to these people.
I don't know. You know what probably happened? Once in a while, they probably had some good business with them for maybe about a month. Then they put the big thing on, ordered a lot of stuff, and that's when they burned them.
Yeah. We return anywhere between $10,000 to $30,000 of merchandise a day to these people.
Well, you know, if anything comes up, because sometimes these people do get my box of rocks.
Yeah.
If you guys ever want to set something up where I know where exactly where it's going to go, maybe, I mean, I can give you all the contact information, the real address. Anything like that, let me know.
Okay. If we can find an interested authority that wants to pursue it,
we'll
let you know. We have an enlarged picture of the famous Anus computer in our office.
Yeah, oh, you guys do have that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? You know, that particular, those people, they've already accepted 4 big boxes via UPS.
Oh, really?
And they did pay for the shipment. They lost $2,000, those Nigerians.
God.
So you guys have a picture of Anus laptops in your office, huh?
Absolutely.
Oh, that is awesome. I love that. That's great news. Well, John, everything I need, like I said, if you guys ever, you know, want to set something up, I'll be glad to help with anything that I can do.
Okay, great, Anthony.
All right, John, thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.